And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma officials say they have a supply of lethal injection drugs and are ready to resume executions nearly 5 years after a court put them on hold. The drugs have gotten harder to find but have not changed since Oklahoma's last execution. Department of Corrections Director Scott Crow says the execution protocol now calls for more training and fail-safes, but he would not comment on whether DOC will follow a recommendation not to schedule more than one execution in a day.
Because of the number that we have, we're looking at the overall complexity of that situation, and we're developing a schedule for Governor Stitt and Attorney General Hunter to establish a more definitive game plan moving forward.
Officials must wait 150 days before requesting execution dates for any of the 26 death row inmates who have exhausted their appeals. The Tulsa Public Schools Board decides to wait until Tuesday to vote on a recommendation to eliminate 174 district office jobs. The recommendation was part of a restructuring Superintendent Deborah Gist proposed as part of her plan to make up a $20 million budget shortfall. She said in January, despite cries of bloat, many jobs people consider administration are important.
Many of those services are in direct support of schools. All of us serve schools. In some cases, it's more indirect, like, say, finance and things like that.
The overall restructuring plan would save an estimated $5 to $6 million. A man is in critical condition after leading authorities on a chase from Tulsa to Muskogee that ended in a rollover crash. Tulsa police say the man was in a stolen car last night near Admiral and Sheridan and drove off when an officer tried to stop him. The chase went from surface streets to the Broken Arrow Expressway to the Muskogee Turnpike and ended on Highway 69 when an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper's pit maneuver caused the suspect to leave the road and roll 2.5 times. 7 more deaths and 245 additional hospitalizations in the past week as the flu continues on in Oklahoma.
This is still very much affecting all age groups, from children all the way up to those over the age of 65.
The State Health Department's Jamie Duke says 30 people have now died as a result of flu this season in Oklahoma, 5 of those in Tulsa County. Tulsa leads in hospitalizations with 451. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and 44 today. Clear skies and 15 now. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.